Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Dee, a.k.a. Watson Lee, and I'm here, my boy, Jazz.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neves, a.k.a. Watchmate Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, a.k.a. DJ EpiPen.
DJ EpiPen.
That's right, Jazz. That's right. You're going to choke when we go through this episode. Listen, everybody, for those of you that have tuned in yesterday, we have brought back some of the best guests that we've ever had. First, I want to introduce you to Michael. He also goes by the Black Gay Comic Geek. He does a lot of stuff on TikTok, on YouTube. He has his own podcast, which I've been on a couple of times. And, you know, let him introduce himself. Welcome, Michael.
Wow, some of the best. I'll take that praise. Thank you so much for being having me here again. And once again, Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you. Well,
thank you, man.
Everybody. But yeah, hey, how's it going, everybody? My name is Michael. I call myself Black Gay Comic Geek. And I always said things I love to talk about on my channel has blood, sex, gore, and magic. So I like to talk about nerd stuff, fantasy, horror, comic books from a Black queer perspective. So swing on over to my channel. I'm on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all of that stuff. So come follow me.
All right.
We'll see how long TikTok lasts.
Yeah, we'll see how long TikTok lasts. So, Instagram and YouTube.
Yes, sir. Next, I want to introduce you guys to Sulia. She's been on our show a couple of times. She's gone viral on our show once on TikTok, and she talked about Bachelor, Love is Blind, and all things dating related. Welcome back to the show, Sulia.
Hello, hi. My name is Sulia. I love talking about reality TV show. Thank you, Neeb, for inviting me back. I really appreciate this. I appreciate you thinking my commentary is worthy of even posting. I have a perfume page, Perfume God, for my TikTok, and then my Instagram, it's Perfume God with 3 G's, and then my personal page, which is just Sulia Moses.
Cool.
But yeah, that's me.
I think I met Sulia in Clubhouse. I think that's how we met, right? Back in the day when Clubhouse was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Throwback. Yes. Even though it's not even that long ago, it's not even that long of a throwback, but it still feels like a throwback, like so long ago. Like,
2021 or something.
That's true. Sulia's getting love in the comments. Love it. And so is Michael. All right. Sure. All right. Listen.
He's our ang. Yeah.
We left yesterday. So much stuff has happened. We saw Clay leave AD at the altar. We saw Johnny and Amy get married. And then we saw Jimmy and Chelsea break up. Those were the big three things that we saw. And now we're going to see everybody discuss it. I like the way the show opened up. I feel like for some reason, Nick and Vanessa actually have a personality this season, because like they were like, they might have hired better writers, because they had like Joe, they had a little intro. They must have like a secret earpiece, because Nick was actually like asking good questions and calling people out. Like, I think they improved quite a bit, and they were like, hey, if you guys don't do a good job, we're gonna replace you. I don't know, but they actually tried this season. Michael, what are your thoughts about them?
I agree with that. Like, and you know, the interesting thing about this, like, I'm not a Love is Blind aficionado. I've only seen the first season and then this season. So I don't really know like how a lot of the other reunions went, but I watched with my friend who's seen every single season of Love is Blind. And he basically told me like, yeah, like one of the reunions, they got a lot of backlash because they weren't really asking any interesting questions. So it was just like, what is the point of this reunion? And so hearing that and then watching this reunion and then seeing like the intro of them plus with them, their love and relationship and everything like that, like as soon as we got into it, I was just like, it's messy already, and I love it.
I like when Nick asked her if he could put her on his shoulders at a festival. That was a fun throwback. Sulia, what are your thoughts about Nick and Vanessa?
Let me ask real quick. Is it because you mentioned like them possibly getting fired or whatever? Is it their are they just the host or is
it's
it
just
like
the host? Okay. It's not their show. They were the host, and I feel like they've been coasting and barely trying for like the last few seasons because they don't really do anything. They show up in the beginning, and then they show up at the watching club when they meet up after their honeymoon, and then they show up at the reunion. They only show up 3 times, so they're just like watching at home.
Oh, wow.
They don't even like talk to the producers, nothing. So I feel like they're barely involved, and like because of that, they were like not invested. Sulia, what are your thoughts?
I like them this season, but the thing is, I'm the same. Like, I haven't watched any season except for the first season. Like, this was the first, I watched Born and Famine season, and then I skipped to season 6. I'm sorry.
High five.
Yeah, I like, and I think they did a lot better this time because, like, in the first season, I feel like it wasn't as messy. Like, I don't think they were really dragging out all the heavy hitter questions, but this time around, I felt like they did it right. So I think, I really like them. I like them. They were also seem like a lot more laughy, like they were laughing and having a personality, and they seem like easy to like vibe with.
This was one of the season, the highest rated season. So it must be doing well. So there must be a reason people came back to it. So I totally agree with that. So they do that. And I do feel like, you know, Vanessa not talking about babies, because that's what she does. I think like every single reunion, she's asking if somebody's had a baby, and people really did not like that. And then the one season where people actually have babies, she has to tone it down, which I think is hilarious. The karma with that is just so funny.
Yeah, a lot of people are pregnant.
She did talk about the two girls that are pregnant. So
yeah, so Alexa is pregnant, and then Bliss and Zach are pregnant, which I thought was really, really.
I think there were three because they also had a Zoom baby shower.
The Zoom baby shower was Bliss. That was Bliss, okay,
and
Zach.
Then the other girl.
Alexa,
Giannina,
and
Blake.
Then the other girl was.
Oh, Gigi, you're right.
And, yeah, Brendan, whatever.
Oh, those of you that don't know, Gigi, she was on the first season, I believe, and she was the Brazilian girl that is pregnant. The guy she's with, Blake Horseman, is from The Bachelor. He was a really popular, he was the second place Bachelor in, I think, Hannah Brown season or someone else. I don't know. He was in one of the seasons. He was second place. Then he went on Bachelor in Paradise and hooked up with a ton of women, and all his tea came out. Like, he hooked up with a lot of women.
Oh, wow.
And then the tea came out about him, and he had to go to therapy and go into hiding because of how much drama he was in. And then he finds this girl and they hook up, and now, you know, it all comes together. All the reality shows are kind of coming together. So I think that's kind of funny. But yeah, Blake
multiverse.
Yeah, his name is Blake Horseman, but it reminds me of like BoJack Horseman. That's what I think of when I see his name. All right, so the other thing I want to talk about, they bring out some guests, and they have a whole slew of people who've been on the show before and a live audience. What are your thoughts about the live audience and all of the people that were there? Sulia?
I feel like the live audience is nice because you actually hear like real sound effects in real time. Maybe they edit it regardless of what happens. But I like that they're there. I like the cute little poster for AD. I feel like she needed that little hype there. Like, AD is a girl. She's stunning, and she deserves all the love in the world. So I thought that little poster was really sweet. And then the old cast members, besides Gigi, the rest of them didn't have to be there.
I feel like they didn't really add much. I don't even think those were their questions. I feel like that was somebody who from producers gave it to them. Michael,
it definitely wasn't their question, because when one of the girls picked it up, she was like, "Oh, it says such and such." So clearly, she didn't know what was on the card. So I'm just like, "Well, that was pointless." I guess they just wanted to get them involved somehow, but. Having not had a lot of exposure to the other seasons, like I said, I don't really know how a lot of the other reunions go. But speaking of just my experience of season 6, I actually like having the audience there because it just made it even more messy. Like, especially once they started going after Jeremy and going after Trevor and all these other, like the little side comments, what they would talk about in the back, or like, they're like, this is awkward, or what is going on? Like,
yeah.
Like, and they're obviously mic'd, so people clearly hear them. So I was just like, that just adds to the drama. Or like when they were speaking out, like, I was just like, yes, give me, this is like, give me old Jerry Springer vibes.
It is. It was super messy. Sulia, you're getting some love in the Facebook comments. April and a few other people are giving you love right now. So shout out to you, Sulia. People really like you. Look at that. Look at you.
Oh, what? I'm popular? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Popular. All right. So speaking of what Michael was talking about with the audience and the cast members saying stuff, they talk to Jeremy and they're like, well, have you been dating anybody? And then in walks Sarah, and then you can hear comments in the back. And I'm just like, who's saying these things? Because they don't say who is saying it. You just hear in the background, like, oh, the kiss? That was unnecessary. So I was like, oh, man, they're getting really messy. What are your thoughts about that?
I was living for the side comments. The people were giving dirty looks. They're giving dirty looks, yeah. like what? Oh my gosh, that's embarrassing for her, kind of thing. Like, it was so, and it was in real time too. It's a crazy part. Real time, they're literally looking at them like, oh my gosh. And so, like, if I was Sarah Ann and I was walking out and I saw somebody giving me like, are you not in shame, girly? Like, I feel like I might just walk backstage again, because nah, Sarah, you don't have to look at me like that.
Sarah Ann got it rough.
Jazz, a lot of the comments
Go ahead, finish with that.
Oh, a lot of the comments from the people in the background were almost always about Sarah Ann, and I thought that was like, that's cool.
That's so funny. Jazz, what are your thoughts about like the audience? Because our friend Aliza was in the audience last year and she told us all the details about like how many times they had to reset and how they thought Vanessa might have been drunk. Like, it was crazy. I don't know.
Last year was a shit show from what we heard. This year was so good. And Sarah Ann coming out, I'm like, does she know what's about to happen to her? Like, does she have any idea what's going to come her way? And like, you know, as I'm watching, I'm like, oh yeah, obviously they had no clue. Because like, it's going to happen with Trevor. And like, it was just good. And I was like, all right. For the first time in what, 6 seasons, they're actually bringing the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
Like, Nick and Vanessa aren't just completely useless. Like, this is good.
They didn't go easy on Sarah. Mike, what are your thoughts?
I love the fact that they didn't go easy on them. And one of the things, and one of my biggest concerns and fears regarding the reunion, because I didn't know when they shot the reunion, but I was worried that they weren't going to bring up all this drama.
Yeah.
All the tea that we ended up finding out throughout the run of the show, like Jeremy's secret fiance and stepson and all Trevor's girl, the text messages, all of that stuff. So I was worried. And the moment they brought up that stuff with Jeremy, or even like Sarah Ann, like, oh, it looks like you posted a spoiler. And with looking at Jeremy's house, like, you could tell that was kind of like them kind of threatening her, because you kind of broke your NDA in a certain sense. And she did look kind of scared when she was answering that question.
Yep. I totally agree.
But yeah, I loved all of it. I was just like, you thought you were like gonna walk away with this unscathed? Like, how dare you? Like, what are you doing?
That's so true. We got the people in the comments. Baking its medicine. She's saying, me and Rohan love this. Obsessed with this season of Love is Blind. We got April in the comments. She says the show took notes during season 4 and that whole debacle, which is why they did a better job. Yeah, I agree. I do feel like they took notes. So I think people were worried that it was going to not work out that well. So let's talk about Sarah Ann, Jeremy, and Laura, who they got there through Zoom. That got messy. They called her a pick me. She's not a girl's girl. They iced her out of a group chat. Like, it was crazy. Jazz, what are your thoughts about her getting iced out of a group chat?
Ooh. Well deserved. As toxic as it is, well deserved. Like, I felt so bad, like hearing the whole story. And I'm just like, Sarah Ann, you deserve everything coming your way right now. Yeah. Like, I mean, she can claim like it wasn't intentional. She didn't mean to break them up. But like, you know, one of the girls said it, like, it doesn't matter. It happened. And Nolan, you're with him now. Like, yeah, I agree. Like, so she got what she deserved. And I'm like, it is what it is.
That's true. What are your thoughts about Thera Ann in this whole situation, Michael?
I was here for it. And the funny thing about it is, like, everybody was coming for her because Jessica, when she was just like, you guys took me out of the group, Jessica was like, it was me.
She was like the lady from Game of Thrones. I want her to know it was me.
Yeah, I want her to know it was me. Lady Olenna. Like, I was like, and you deserve it because, like, how dare you think that you sending your man or somebody else's man a DM, somebody that you were dating beforehand, saying, oh, well, if it doesn't work out, you could call. It's like you knew exactly what you were doing, and then trying to be all innocent about it and try to play like you're the victim. You're not the victim. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, you're a pick me. I feel like part of me kind of feels like she did that as a way to try to stay on the show, because yeah, like, you weren't picked.
It's so all for entertainment, as she said.
Yeah,
right?
Now you're done. But now you're potentially back on the show. You wouldn't be at this reunion had you not sent that message.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Sulia, what are your thoughts about the fact that they've actually been living together for a while and they've broken up twice already? A lot's happened between them already.
Thera Ann, I don't know. I feel like maybe the fact that she got him over Laura felt like she had like an ego boost and got the upper hand over her. So she's like content with staying in this relationship, even though she knows what's his face is so toxic. Is it Jimmy?
Jeremy.
We'll get to Jeremy.
Is so don't toxic. Worry.
Jeremy is so toxic. Even the way he defends his actions that night that they hung out in the car, like he constantly is downing like any that situation. I'm like, this man does not think he did anything wrong till this day. Like, he only apologized at the end there because everybody was coming for his throat, saying, hey, y'all went about it in the worst way possible. He finally decided to apologize near the end of that like conversation, but in the beginning he was literally like, no, like, yeah, I'm gonna say till this day, the day I die, like, I didn't mean anything. Or like, what did he say? It wasn't meant to be like that. Like, it was just like we never hooked up. And I just, yeah, like, regardless of whether you hooked up or not, like, you're spending quality time with somebody from what, 10 o'clock till 5 a.m. Like, that's crazy.
7 hours.
And you're engaged and you're trying to justify it because you guys didn't sleep together. I don't know if I buy that either way, but I just feel like the fact that he cannot for the life of him realize why that is wrong is kind of gross to me. And I can't see him and Thera Ann ending up together. The fact that they already broke up twice, I'm assuming it was Thera Ann dumping him in those two times because he was being absolute garbage. He's almost like no empathy too. Like when he was talking about Laura, like when we talked about yesterday, how he didn't like, he's like, I just want to enjoy my time here, you know? And she's over here like, your engagement just ended. Like, what is your problem? Like, you're trying to have a good time and your engagement just ended. Like, he's literally a sociopath. I don't know. True. Just kidding. Just kidding.
That's so
true. He's not a sociopath. But he's so, like, guarded. And it's weird.
Yeah. What do you think about when Laura called him out and said that all he was concerned about was his image and the fact that, like, he was happy that Jimmy was going to look like the villain? Poor Jimmy took astray. And then when Jimmy was asked about it, he said when he was at his lowest, the guys were all trying to cheer him up. And Jeremy was like, well, I'm glad I'm not the villain of the season. Like, that is shady behavior. Michael, what are your thoughts about
that? It's very shady. It also goes to show, like, his mentality. Like, I talked about yesterday that Clay's a narcissist. So is Jimmy. Jimmy is probably the greatest narcissist of them all.
Jimmy or Jeremy?
Oh, sorry, Jeremy. Jeremy. Yeah. There we go. Jeremy. My bad. Sorry, Jimmy.
He took another stray.
but that kind of goes to show, like, his mentality. Like, going back to what Sulia was saying, that's literally the only reason he apologized, because everybody started ganging on him. Everybody started saying how he's a terrible person. And so obviously his mentality is not wanting to look like a villain. He's had that in his head since the beginning. And so he's not actually genuinely apologizing. And the crazy thing about this, and I don't understand why it's not creating a red flag for Sarah Ann. This man literally left his fiance and stepson to go be on the show. He picked a fiance, left his fiance to go to another person. Mm-hmm. Like, and then y'all broke up twice. Like, that's not giving you red flags of this man is going to eventually leave you too. Like,
yeah, I don't see them making it.
Chad, hey man, they're in love, okay? You never know.
Sometimes you're right. Two toxic people have a very strong bond. And I could see that happening. Yeah, maybe you are right.
Toxic people have a toxic relationship.
Yeah, and they stay in it and they quote unquote love each other the entire time. And they end up making it just because they're so toxic, but they're also like attached despite the toxicity. Yeah. And they find attachment through the toxicity. And then it works for them. It's the wildest thing. I've seen a handful of relationships in my own personal life work out like this. I'm like, you guys should not be married. But oh my God, y'all have made it 10 years. Good for you.
It's like Will and Jada. Someone mentioned it yesterday, I think. I forgot who mentioned it. But yeah, that's so true. All right. Next, we want to talk about, let's see. We saw AD talked about it. She said it with null and void. It doesn't matter. Then Trevor comes out. Boy, that's something I was not expecting. Michael, what are your thoughts about Trevor?
That whole Trevor thing, awkward. Like, but I loved it. It's so much drama. But yeah, that whole thing. And again, going into like the messiness of it all, I love the side comments. Like because first and foremost, when he first came out, I text my friend. I was like, why does Trevor look like he was crying backstage? Like, his face was red. His eyes looked real puffy. And then they started grilling him with the hard questions. And I was like, ooh, I wasn't expecting this. And he looked like he was about to cry.
Yeah, he did. And I loved him with a panic attack.
Yeah, and I loved the side comments when it was like, oh, don't clam up now or whatever. I don't know who said
that.
Say it with your chest. I think that was AD that said that. He's like, oh, I had something prepared, but now I don't know. I'm like, say what you have prepared. Like, what are you doing? But like, he knew he was a trash person, but like, I don't like how Nick let him leave. I'm like, nah, again, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Stay with your ass right here and take the hits because you thought you were going to come onto this show and do things your way, and it didn't go your way, and now you look like Boo Boo the Fool. So look like Boo Boo the Fool. Continue to look like Boo Boo the Fool in front of all these people, especially considering he tried to lie to Nick Cannon. Whoa, wrong Nick. Nick Lachey's face. When he was like, did you just try to do this to advance your career? And he's like, what career? Yeah. Motherfucker, you were just announced to be on Perfect Match. So you clearly are trying to do, you know, something. Yeah. So like, yeah, I don't know. But Trevor's trash.
Sulia, what are your thoughts about Trevor?
Perfect Match?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You know.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
I feel so disgusted that I slid in his DMs, you know, like I just
what?
This is before I found out he's a cheater.
You did for real?
I'm gonna go back and send that DM.
Right, I almost drowned drinking my water.
This man embarrassed me on TV like this. I could not.
Were you the other text message?
I had to sit my man, my future.
Oh my God.
I sent a DM to this man, and now I gotta go unsend him because he has me out here looking stupid on the TV.
This man wore pants that were two sizes too big with a belt loop, and I was like, yo, he looked like he just stepped out of Best Buy or something. Like, he did not. Everyone came in like fresh clothes. He came in like he just got off work, and he just had the most bizarre reply. He goes, "I'm just toxic, man. I'm a toxic person. I know." It was bizarre.
And I was like, "What did you think that reply was gonna get you? Did you think that was gonna get you some fanfare? People are gonna come on your side? Oh yeah, you're toxic. We forgive you, bro. It's like you're just making yourself look worse." Like,
it was bizarre. We got some comments. Bacon's Medicine says, that took me by surprise. Wish he got a stomach bug for his sake and missed the reunion. And then they're saying, don't worry, Sulia. He tricked us all. But like,
thank you, guys. I feel better.
I'm really glad Nick brought up the question that, like, hey, if he went first and told her that he loved her first, would he have gotten with Chelsea even though he had a girl back home? I think he would have totally done it. I think it would have been really messy and not great. Jazz, what are your thoughts?
I think he would have done it too. like what I think happened with him, right? This is one of the most annoying things some guys do, where like right before they're ready to settle down, they're like, let me try one last, you know, crazy adventure kind of thing. And he goes on the show and he's like, I'm going to find love, right? I'm sure he intended for that and he would have married her. Like, but also it wasn't coming from a place of good intention, right? He was doing this to satisfy some ego thing, one last thing before he actually settles down. And he tried to get, you know, fame off of it. It did not work, obviously. He's just a colossal idiot. He deserved everything he got on that stage. And, you know, if this girl's still with him, the one who was, you know, sending text messages before and after the show, good luck, girl. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, he flat out said he would have married the other girl while he was with you. Like, if you're going to stay with him, sure. Like, good luck. Like, I don't know what to tell you at that point. Like, this is just a bad dude. When he was about to cry on TV, I was like, yeah, I'm glad you're feeling this. Like, this is not how you treat somebody. So, good riddance, I guess. Yeah, good riddance. That's the phrase I'm going
to
go with.
The fact that he said that, like, I'm toxic, I should go to therapy, it almost sounded like somebody gave him tips. Like, hey, take accountability, talk about going to therapy, and you'll be okay. And that's kind of what he did. What are your thoughts, Michael?
I was stuck. Like, and not even just that, but, like, not to put, because, you know, not to put everything on Trevor, the girl that he was texting, she obviously knew what he was doing as well.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, they were both in on this thing. And then the thing that kind of disappointed me about the whole Trevor interaction is there were more text messages that came out. And I was hoping that they would have went into that as well, because there was he was texting the same girl. And he said that there was another guy on the show. This I don't know if you guys read this part of the text messages that were released, but there was another guy on the show, and he and that other guy had a pact that no matter what, they're not getting married. And I want to know who that person is. Is that person still on the state? Like, is that person still there? Wow. Is that somebody from, you know, like, I want to know who that other person is. So I wish they would have asked about that. Like, who is that other person?
That's crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Clay, because Clay did say he wasn't ready to get married.
Speaking of Airbnbs,
yeah. Speaking of Clay, let's talk about it, man. They had a good interaction. They seemed like they were very civil, but then he tried to play the "I would still date her," and she goes, "No, because then if you wanted to, you would be with me right now." And she called him out on it, which I thought was really, really interesting. What are your thoughts about Clay and AD and their interaction? Sulia.
I love Clay. And no, I don't love Clay. I love AD.
Yes.
And I just want AD to protect her heart. I want her to protect her heart. And I want her to find her person. And I want her to find somebody who loves her, who cherishes her, who's obsessed with her the way that John is obsessed with Amy. You know,
yeah,
like that family dynamic that they got over there. I want AD to have that for herself, not somebody who's like, I'm so toxic and I have all these issues and that's why I couldn't marry you. Okay, I'm glad you acknowledge that. AD, I need you to listen, hear what the heck he's saying, and say, let me go find somebody else, because he's literally telling her constantly, like, I'm not for you. I'm not ready to be that guy. I see the good qualities you have, and I do not have them myself. And AD's like, I can fix you.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. And I kind of wish that I'm glad that she called him out on that, because I don't want her to get back into that relationship whatsoever. If I see them on social media, like, dating, AD, I'm sorry, you're getting blocked, because now you're going to inspire the ladies out here who are in toxic relationships with their exes to be trying to go back. And I'm too vulnerable for that right now.
I agree. I do feel like Clay does this thing, and, you know, I'm not calling him a narcissist, but it is something narcissist people do, where they kind of just like lay out the baseline a little bit, and then it's your fault for not believing me. It's like, hey, I'm not ready to get married. And then when he ends up not being getting married, he's like, well, you knew who I was. You knew the kind of person I was. Same thing about the cheating. He's laying the groundwork. So if he cheats on her, he's like, well, you know, I warned you. This is the kind of person I was. And that's the vibe I was getting. Jazz, what are your thoughts about AD?
I am confused on her right now. Like, I know she said that she and Clay are not together, but like throughout the show, the way she would look back at him before she would say some things, and I'm like,
yeah, they were touching.
Are they really not together? Like, it felt like they're still talking and there's something there, and I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I don't like this. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. What are y'all's thoughts on that?
Somebody like, somebody put their hand on somebody's thigh, and I was like, whoa, that is like, y'all are still talking? Y'all still fucking? What's going on here? Michael, what are your thoughts?
Jazz, that is literally what I was going to say. Like, AD has me confused right now, because that whole thing is like, oh, I'm not going to be with you, or ask me the next question, or you, why weren't you with me? It's like, yeah, all of that sounds great on paper, but like, her actions are showing that she's still wants to be with him, or they're still dating, or like all the moments where Clay was talking about, oh, I'm not a good person. She's like, but you are a good person. She's like rubbing on his leg, or when she was dating Matthew, she was looking at him like a little concerned. Like, it's like,
yes,
it's none of his, like, who cares if you're dating Matthew? It has nothing to do with it. Fuck him. Like,
yeah.
Or like,
and she kept looking back.
Yeah, like her looking back, wondering how he's gonna feel about it. Like, who cares how he feels? That's not your man, or at least it shouldn't be. So I don't know. She has me very confused. Like, honestly, I think they're still together. She said, they're still doing something. She said all that to say, you know, she said that for the cameras to make herself look good. But at the end of the day, they went home together that night.
Yeah. Shout out to Miss Brown Sugar. We haven't seen you in a while. Welcome back to the show. We got some more comments on, I believe, Instagram. Someone says, I need therapy. I have endured trauma from this show. another person is saying he was using AD as a therapist. Glad he found one of his own. I'd love to see them give it a try, though. Oh, he did kind of use her as a therapist. Yeah. I do agree.
Was also that TikTok that leaked, where it was like at AD's, or not AD, it was Clay's like cousin's house or something. You saw like his sister or somebody, she was on the show, and AD was in the background. So it's like, clearly they're still seeing each other. So
there's spies, bro. There's spies everywhere, because Sarah Ann got called out for being in Jeremy's house too. That was crazy.
Yeah, they found from like one little piece of a picture frame. I was like, are you guys kidding me?
It's like CSI.
The smallest details.
I mean, it's just like the Marvel fans when they see a movie, they'll, what's this? This foot is from this character.
Somebody went out and learned AI just to be able to figure out how she was from. I don't know. It's crazy. Oh, man. All right. So what are your thoughts about AD going back to dating Matt and them trying to figure it out? Because that was crazy. Also, the fact that they brought the receipts and we got to see AD be told the same exact thing as Amber by Matthew. What a grief. Like, damn, dude had a formula. This motherfucker had an algorithm about how he's going to ask these girls.
He's a robot. Like, what did you expect?
Yeah,
but honestly, he's programmed to say one thing when he hears one thing, and he's going to respond that way. He's a robot. Like, he's been robotic the entire time.
That's true. But honestly, after everything that we've seen this season, he's the least egregious person.
He started off at the most, and now he's the least.
Exactly. First, it was like, oh, Matthew was terrible. But now I'm just like, I'd rather have Matthew back. Like, at least let him be a robot. But he wasn't, like, toxic.
The smartest
thing he did was not
show up. The smartest thing he did was not show up, because they would have ate him, because they went after Trevor pretty hard. So they would have gone after him too. So man did the smart thing and kind of left. All right. Now let's talk about Jimmy, Jessica, and Chelsea and their whole situation. Apparently, Jimmy has been going on podcasts and doing interviews and talking mad shit about Jessica, which, like, she's been nothing but nice to him. I like this poor lady. She didn't do anything wrong, and she's being nice to everybody, and she's standing on business by, like, kicking out people from group chat. And then he goes and says, like, oh, she's walked out in 10 minutes. She did this. And then the show brought the receipt. This is my favorite part of the fucking reunion. The fact that they bring receipts now. I love it. They did it with Matthew. They did it with Jessica and Jimmy. They did it with Zainab a few years ago with the oranges. And, like, I love that, because, like, people have, like, different perception of, like, what happened. And then when they show the receipts, you're like, whoa, the person I believed was wrong. And that's the best part of the show. That's the best part of the reunion. What are your thoughts about Jessica and her situation with Jimmy?
The only thing I was disappointed in with regards to the receipts is you can obviously tell they added that in after the reunion. I wish they would have had those receipts ready to confront him right then and there to be like, so now what do you got to say? But I love the whole, and it's going to show, I'm like, wow, turns out with the exception of Johnny, all these men ain't shit. Like all of them, all of them. Even Jimmy, where you thought like you're rooting for him with, you know, against everything that happened with Chelsea, and it turns out he's trash too. Because he was talking shit against Jessica and lying and all this other stuff. And Jessica's like, yeah, I thought we were cool, and it turns out like you. He's like, well, you did it. It's like, but then they brought the receipts, and it's just like, oh, like literally word for word, everything that Jessica was saying turned out to be exactly what happened in the pods. And so I'm just like, yeah,
that's great. Sulia, what are your thoughts?
Honestly, all the men are trash. He's right. Like, every single one of them has disappointed me, like, back to back. I was, like, rooting for Jimmy because I said, like, Chelsea's a psycho, you know? She, just kidding. She was a little bit insecure, a lot of bit insecure. And I feel like she projected that a lot onto him. So he was constantly having to defend himself, defend the relationship nonstop. And I pitied him. But, like, poor Jessica, just trying to exist. And he's just doing all that. And I'm like, I don't understand what he gains from it either. Like, are the podcast people like feeding it into it by like asking him certain questions and he's coming off worse than he's supposed to? But like, it didn't make sense at all. And also, Chelsea and Jessica are best friends. So if he wants to eventually get Chelsea back, how is that going to work? When you're bashing the best friend.
Yeah.
Me personally, I could not hang out with a guy who's being horrible to my best friend. It just, it's not going to work, or it's going to be eventually awkward because, you know, try to bring them over and your man's there. She's there. Like, it doesn't make sense. I don't know why he's doing that.
That's
even
true.
When he talked about having a good, she got a good edit.
Oh yeah.
After we learn everything that we learned, especially with the receipts, it's making me wonder, did he get a good edit? And that was kind of making me recontextualize and rethink all things about the Chelsea and Jimmy relationship. I'm like, was she kind of tripping the whole time? Maybe there was something that we didn't see. Again, maybe he got a good edit.
That's true. That's true. I never thought about
exactly,
it that way.
Man. My thoughts exactly.
That's crazy.
Yo, can we talk about Jessica's dress though?
Yo, Jessica. I think we all need an EpiPen. Also, like, first of all, why is Jimmy going after this woman who is like a mother of like an 8-year-old? Like, leave her alone, man. Like, don't go after somebody's mom. Her kids watch. I have a soft spot for like moms, man. You can't be doing that. She's a single mother. Leave her alone. She's out there doing her fitness shit, looking like a dime. Leave her alone. She ain't hurt nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We might be biased needs.
Chelsea's dress is scary.
that's true. I think the worst dress was still Trevor, though. I'm sorry, Trevor did not even try.
I don't know. Chelsea's little fur at the top of, or frills or whatever at the top of her dress,
she looked like Kraven the Hunter.
No. But yeah, Trevor looked like he was like a Facebook worker just going to the office, not like
I wouldn't be surprised if he had a cell phone holder attached to his belt, like.
Oh my gosh. No, Trevor was so sweaty. Like, I think he sweated buckets in the back, came out there, wasn't ready for the text message, and then just literally was just drenched.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. Yo.
And I love that they caught them off guard.
What did you think was gonna happen?
I feel like he thought that they were probably going to just talk about the stuff that happened on the show. I don't think he was prepared for those text message word for word having to explain. Like, I think he came with an apology and he was feeling all types of bad and he wanted to just come off very sincere and be like, I'm sorry, Chelsea, I'm sorry, da da da. And then they came with the text message basically saying, I love you to this other girl. And he's trying to deny this thing at the same time. He's like, how are you going to deny that when the text message is right there in your face?
That's
so he tried to be like, well, I never said she was my girlfriend, but he's like, but they're all like, you said you love her.
Yeah.
You're just telling you're every gonna marry her. Chick off the street and that you're going to marry her, that you love them. Like, he just, there's no way for him to literally like spin it with those text messages there. I don't think he's prepared for the text. He was not.
I mean, I've said that to a girl and she wasn't my girlfriend, so.
Oh, you're trash, Jazz. You're trash. You're trash.
It worked out completely differently, by the way, so.
All right. Someone says that Jimmy embarrassed, she told his ass he will need an EpiPen, which he definitely did. That's probably why he did all this stuff. Oh, that's very, she might have. That was a dope line, though. I don't blame her. I was like, whatever, girl, get your line. All right, but let's talk about the Chelsea and Jimmy situation. I feel like they tried a really good job to resolve that. I think Chelsea was genuinely sad that or upset that she brought up that other girl's name on TV. I think she genuinely is sad, but she also like is giving herself an excuse to be like, yeah, I was emotional. I was in the moment. Still trash behavior, to be honest. And it seems like from Jimmy's perspective, that was it. That was the line. That's where that was the point of no return. And then after that, he was kind of just coasting and going through the motions. What are your thoughts about that, Michael?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Like, Jimmy was pretty much done at that moment. And like, Chelsea saying that, oh, I was an emotional, I forgot the cameras were even there. That's still not an excuse. Like, you knew the cameras were there, because I'm pretty sure they don't just show up. They announce themselves. They got a setup in the background. They probably got a boom mic over your head. Like, you didn't forget the cameras were there. You knew exactly that the cameras were there because you waited until that moment to confront him. You had plenty of, because the cameras are only there like a couple hours a day. You had plenty of time to confront him.
So I have some notion on this. So I filmed the reality show coming out fall 2024. So I agree with you. In this particular scene, there's no way she forgets the camera is there. But there are a lot of instances you forget the camera is there, because what the process is, they set up the cameras and the people actually leave. So you actually do forget the cameras are there because there's no people there. They like set up the cameras, they make them stationary, and then they leave. And what happens is they don't tell you when they leave. So you're having a conversation and then they're setting up the cameras. They're doing all this stuff. And then while you're talking, they leave, and it gives you this like psychological thing, like as they leave, that like they're not filming anymore, but you have no idea that the camera is still on. And it's like,
mic you up or things like that.
Your mic before, but what they do is like, they'll turn off like the cameras, or they're like, oh, we have to reset the cameras. So you guys keep talking we'll walk away. So like what they do is like they reset the cameras, and then what they don't do is they like turn them on and they walk away and they don't tell you. And like, it worked on me, because I totally forgot the cameras were there. I was like, when are they coming back and turn the cameras back on? We're like talking about some really cool stuff and they're not getting any of it. And just to learn that they got all of it. So like, they do trick you. But in this particular scene, I think you're right, because you see the cameras, like there's somebody holding a camera. It's not stationary. So you're totally right in this situation.
Yeah. So, and then also like, it's kind of like the excuse when people say like, oh, I was drunk, so I couldn't control what I said. It's like, I've been drunk before. Like, yeah, you don't have your full mental capacities at the same time, like, I've never called somebody like a fat slob or whatever when I'm drunk. Like, so like, you had that in you, and you did that on purpose because you wanted to elicit a reaction. And because you were so insecure, you decided that was the lowest blow that you can go by bringing that up. And so you just saying that you were emotional, it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse, because you knew what you were doing.
Celia, what are your thoughts?
I think like everybody's always in charge of their emotions at all times. And I feel like we saw how Chelsea is, how Chelsea reacts when she's in the heat of the moment. And I feel like that's all he needed to see to decide like, oh, this is not my life partner. Because I couldn't imagine being married for life to somebody who would scream and yell every time like they didn't get their way, or every time they felt insecure, versus like talking about their concerns in like a calm tone to like, you know, be leveled at the, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he was just frustrated and like done with her. And even at the reunion, she corrected him again when he said like, oh, Chelsea hangs out with her, his ex too. He's like, oh, I never hang out with her. He's like, oh, like miscommunication. And I'm like,
I don't know. The fact that she's FaceTiming him right after the engagement, it's like very telling that they're close enough. And I think that anybody that's in a relationship is going to be uncomfortable with people still hanging out with their ex. And I feel like she tried to invalidate him in that. And I didn't really care for that.
True. Jess, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I got nothing more to add. Like, Sulia just nailed that on the head, honestly.
Fair. All right. The next thing we want to talk about is basically Johnny and Amy, who are just really nice and really cute. And like, they have no drama, except they don't know how to have sex. I don't know, like, why they don't know about birth control. Like, they're so clueless. They went to, like, the extreme, like, vasectomy and birth control. And, like, there's some steps in between you can probably find out beforehand.
I'm glad they brought that up.
Yeah, and he never actually answered the question when somebody's when one of the previous guest for Love is Blind was like, so a condom's not an option? And he just instantly went to I didn't know about birth control, vasectomy, yada, yada, yada. He never really said, we did use condoms or whatever. He just went like, I never learned about it. It's like, you still didn't answer the question. Were condoms an option? Like, did y'all use condoms? Are y'all even having sex now? Like, what's happening?
Are they like really religious? Is that why they don't
have? I don't think so. That was Kenneth and Brittany were the religious ones. That's why they didn't have sex, but it's really because Kenneth is gay, but they're the religious ones. But yeah, Johnny and Amber, whatever her name is, I don't know. But that I don't know what that was about.
How are you gonna drop that? Like,
listen,
and pretend we're gonna focus on this other couple.
I mean, it's true. Like,
I'm not gonna say
it. It was way more obvious during the reunion. It was like you could tell that Brittany loves him. Mm-hmm. Like, she is in love, but it's like the girl that loves the gay guy. Like, I think of the first season of
Will Glee. And Grace.
Will and Grace, or the first season of Glee when Mercedes was in love with Kurt. And it's like, baby, it's not happening. It's not happening. Like, that's your gay best friend right there. Like even when they were talking about, like, when we start to see other people, we're going to have conversations. It's like, he is gay.
Wait. Do you think that's why they're so close now? Because now they know, and he probably came out to her, and now they're just, like, friends?
Probably.
I believe it.
Ooh.
But she still loves him. Like, she still wants him. And she's like, maybe one day, like...
Yeah, I don't know. He did get called out for being on his phone a lot, and I did like his explanation where he's like, I'm a principal, these students matter to me, their parents matter to me. So I get that it was probably the best excuse he could possibly have for being on his phone so much, but still, it was excessive. What are your thoughts about that?
Okay, his cell phone use, like, bro, there's a time and place. Like, I know you're trying to be with your students and their parents, trying to get through everything that you missed in the past, like, week or so it was when they were in the pods. But, like, you are here with your fiance, man. Like, come on.
I gotta put me first. It's like one of those situations. Like,
you can't be that obsessed with your job, like, where you just got engaged. This girl is with you. Like, you cannot be on your phone that much, which is why, like, as Michael's saying, like, he's gay. And I'm just like, yeah, well, the more you say it, like, the more I believe it, and the more dots connect because of it. So
maybe he was on an app or something.
I believe it.
He was definitely on Hinge or Grindr. But, like, yeah, like, even with him being a principal, like, there's not that much. Granted, I'm not a principal. I'm pretty sure it's very busy, but, like, there's not that much work in the world that you got to be on your phone as much as he was, you know, in terms of that. Like, especially when him talking about, like, you weren't even in school. Like, school is out. Like, I'm pretty sure that you're not texting the kids, or if you are, we need to have a different conversation. You need to go to jail. Like, I don't believe it. He just wasn't into her. Like, even before they they got their phones back, there was still that, because remember when they were on the boat It was literally just awkward. They were just on, like, sitting there like this. No conversation. He wasn't, like, wrapped up. Like, this is your honeymoon, and y'all are, like, sitting far apart. It wasn't until they saw the dolphins that he finally opened up, because he was talking about dolphins because it reminds him of a penis, but not because... Like,
oh, my God.
I'm sorry, but, like, he's just gay. He's gay. Like, there's no way you're on a honeymoon not interacting with your wife. That, especially somebody that you just met. Like, there's a lot to talk about. But yeah, like, so.
That's so.
Go on, dude.
Julia, I don't know how you follow up with that, but yeah, please share your.
I don't know how to follow that dolphin comment. Oh, Lordy. I don't know about him being gay, but maybe you have more intuition than me. But I will say, I don't think he's physically attracted to her at all, because. Yeah, you're on a honeymoon, you're on vacation. Even if you didn't like the person, I feel like just being on vacation and being in a relaxing setting, you'd want to be intimate with somebody, you know? Like, if I was on a beach somewhere, living my best life, had a few tequila shots in me, I would be wanting to try some new things, you know, with the partners that's with me. But the fact that he literally could not be bothered, I don't know. Mike is weird. I don't know what kind of principal school he's running either. It must be one with like 10 kids in the entire school or something, because just looking at him, I'm like, I'm trying to picture like a public middle school of like 50 kids. And cannot for the life of me picture this guy sitting in the office doing principal stuff whatsoever.
True, true. I think you meant Ken.
I think he's lying about his career.
This comment popped up and you said Mike, but I think you meant Kenneth. Yeah. Mike is wilding on our show.
I'm for it.
You don't need to apologize.
Go off, man.
Do not apologize. Someone in the comments saying that boat was painful to watch. And they said he worked so hard to get her, but then went back and moved into his true lazy form afterwards. That's really interesting that he's just lazy. And then we had some few comments back about Jimmy. Someone says it was so strange. I think they didn't want their families to Johnny. He said, I think it was so strange. They didn't want their family to know they were having sex. So they were just lying and making up stories about contraceptions and all that stuff, so their families won't know they banging. And that's why AD was like, yo, they bugging. So that makes a lot of sense, because she is too spicy to not be doing that. It's what AD said.
But also, like, you're engaged. It's not like y'all just some random people. Like, they're about to get married. So, like, of course they're gonna, like, why wouldn't they have sex? And then they're both adults. So
Yeah. And she said, oh yeah, and they're having sex now. And she's not on birth control. They're saving face, right? Yeah. I agree. Well, speaking of saving face, I think we should save face and end this episode, because we said a lot. We said a lot this episode. Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the comments on Instagram. Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the... Oh, we got some more comments. What is this? I think your speculation is probably right, and I'm actually glad that Nick and Vanessa didn't go there. Oh, interesting. Yes.
I know, I'm glad they didn't go there, because I honestly think he's in the closet, and that's why they come from their religious background, things like that. So obviously, you know, I never want anybody to be like fully outed. So I'm glad they didn't push him in that aspect. But yeah.
True. All right. And Ken's answers were kind of weak, basically like everyone else. Yeah. Okay. Fair. I totally agree. Well, listen, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. But before we go, Michael, let people know where they can find you.
You can find me on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all the social medias, Black Gay Comic Geek. Monday, 7:30 Eastern PM Eastern Standard Time, I will be going live to talk episodes 5 and 6 of Avatar The Last Airbender, with Neves joining on the stream. Invincible just dropped, so I'll be posting my reviews for that.
Good.
And a bunch of other stuff. American Society of the Magical Negroes, that comes out. So yeah, follow me on my channels.
Oh, I definitely want to know your thoughts about that. I haven't seen it yet,
but it's coming out. So I know the premiere was yesterday, but I didn't.
I saw Frankie's premiere, and I was like, oh, interesting. All right, cool, very cool. Thank you so much, man. Sulia, where can people find you?
Y'all can find me on TikTok under Perfume God. The OG Perfume God. Find me on Instagram with same username, but 3 D's this time. And then if you just want to follow my personal account, you know, I post my family, post my life, that good stuff. It's under Sulia Moses. That's my username. So get me on there.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And this was a great season of Love is Blind. I think we got a lot of good commentary out of it. Please join us next time when it comes back around. And like always, salam, nerds.
Peace.